Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Pesul Makdashim, regarding those which are invalidated regarding the sacrifices in the Sefer Avodah, which in this parak, the Rambam discusses what's known as the Chatois HaMesis, a certain Karbonas Chatos, it's unique halachas to the Karma Chatos, that have to die. As Rambam gives halacha of delineating these types of Chatois. Vlad Chatos, because a Chatos is an Akeba, so it could have a child, the actual carbon, the mother, which murs chatas, or that of which is exchange of the chatas, which if someone says, let the sanctity of this chatas be on the other animal, that becomes a tmura of the chatas. Or v'chatas shemes ba'leho. Or let's say it's a karma chatas that the owner died. Or v'chatas she'abdu. Or let's say you have the sin offering that was lost, v'nimtas achar shekipru habalim, and it was only subsequently found after the owner already got atonement with another animal. So, and because the fifth one, which is brought in the Gemara, the Rambam doesn't rule like that, but these four, Hare El Yamusu, the halacha is that they're left to die. Now, let's say Nimtzis, let's say this one, this last case that we described, let's say the original Chatas that was separated was found Achar Shenishchata HaChatas HaShniyah Shehefesh. It was found after the second one was separated and slaughtered, but Koidim Shezar Dama, before its blood was sprayed. So it's not Shekipra Abolim yet, but this replacement one was already slaughtered, but the blood wasn't sprayed. Harizu Safakim Thomas, that's a situation of doubt, if the first one is left to die or not. Or Imtirach Yipul Bamum, maybe it should graze until it develops a blemish. Therefore, out of the doubt, we can't sacrifice it, therefore it's left to die. Now, the Keter Hemesis, and what does it mean that we kill these Chatois? Loishia Hargim Bakli B'yod, it's not that we murder it with a tool or with our hands. Elechnisim Labayis, rather what we do is bring it into a house, the Noil Aleim, and you lock the door, Chimus, until it dies by itself. And the Dvarim Elu Kulman Pi, Moshe Rabbeinu Nishma, all these words were heard from the mouth of our teacher Moshe. That's how we know this halacha. Now, in Kol Advar Mamurim, now all this that we said was only said Elu B'chatzis Yochel B'vat, specifically regarding the sin offering of an individual. Abachatzis Tzibur Sha'avda, but regarding the Chatzis of the Tzibur of the public that got lost, V'nimtzis Achar Kapara, never was found even after the replacement one you had a Toma with. Now, the original one that was subsequently found. Bein ru'uya, bein eni ru'uya, whether it's fit to be sacrificed in Mizbech or it's not because it developed a blemish or it's already past its year. Either way, tira, it will not be left to die. It will graze, achieve, b'mum, until it develops a blemish. V'timachar, and then you sell it, b'yiblu, b'n mel, and then you use those proceeds, those funds, for a carbon nedava, which is the oilas tzibur, when there's nothing else being brought in Mizbech. And moreover, v'enat yechal leimar b'chatzis tzibur. You can't even say all these cases by the chatzis of a tzibur. Because you can't say Vlad, the child, which is one of the cases, a Tamura, or the exchange, a Shemesa Balea, or regarding the owner having died. The only one was the case we said about atonement, and that we said it doesn't apply, because other three actually don't even apply. Why? Shakol Kabbanat Tzibur Zachar, because all the Kabbanat Tzibur are males, and you can't have a child because it's not a female. Second of all, Vainat Tzibur isn't Tamura. The Tzibur cannot make a Tamura commissioner's Balak. We'll explain Hilchas Tamura, Parak Alf, Alacha Alf, has to be a Yachid. And Main Klai Shamesim. Can't have the entirety of the Jewish people die, so you can't have Shamesim Balal. So therefore, three out of the four cases don't even apply, and the one that does apply doesn't have the same Alacha. Rather, it's Yira, it grazes, develops a blemish, and it's not left to die. Alacha Beis. Par Visar Shayyam Kippurim Sha'abdu. Regarding the bull and the he goat of the Yom Kippurim, which either the two karbanis that the blood is sprayed inside the Heichel, Sha'abdu, let's say they got lost. So they couldn't find it, so they separated others to take its place. And regarding the higots of idolatry, which if the courts erroneously made an erroneous ruling regarding Avodah Zarah, and the Jewish people went and did Avodah Zarah, Shabdu, that now that carbon got lost. And then they separated other ones to take its place. The halachas over here are yirat sheyipol behemum. Again, it's grazed until it develops a blemish, and then the yimachu. Then it's all be able to make a nedava and use its proceeds for the nedava. And the reason for that is because she'in chatzas tzibur meisim. These are chatayis, the par masar. They're representing the Jewish people, and so to the seir abayis zara. Therefore, such a carbon, although we said by chatzas yachad is left to die, that does not apply by chatzas of the tzibur. Now, then the main question is, why don't you sacrifice it itself as an adava? They're males. So therefore, that's what an oila is. And it can be brought as an oila. Why do you have to graze, develop a blemish, sell it, and then use the proceeds from the adava? The reason for that is, you're right, although it's really intrinsically valid as an oila, but we have a decree that if we let you do it after you got atonement with the replacement one, that you might come to do the same thing before atonement. Now, before you get atonement with the other one, this original one is the carbon chatas, and it cannot be brought as an oila. And if we let you do it after kapar, you might do it before kapar, and to prevent that, we say that even after kapar, you can't use it. Rather, graze, develop a blemish, then it's not the chatas anymore, and then you use the proceeds for an oila. As Halacha Gimel continues to illustrate this idea, Hamafresh Chatase Ba'avdim. Someone separated a Karban Chatas and he got lost. Okay, so he separated another one to take its place. Then Menimtza is original, and then you find the original one. No, Bereshtein Oimdus. Actually, they're both there, the original and the replacement one. So Mashach Achas Mishtein is Kababa. The moment you draw one of the two and you get a tomb with it, you bring it to the garment. So Acheres Thomas, the other one is left to die because of, like we say, Achatas She Kippur Ba'aleha. Now, Bali Himalech Baletzi is coming to consult with us. Which one of the two should he bring? Oimle, we tell him she's Kabe Bezu Shehevish Birishayna, like we said, because we tell him to get the Tumah with the one that originally had separated. Again, that's what he said before Kapar, it is still the original carbon. Vashayni Tir, and the replacement one, the second one, it grazes. Ashibu Bamom until Dubs Obamish, people in Melandava and use the monies for a carbon Adava. Let's say, Hoysa Achsan and Tamim of Achsan Baal's Mum, now you have the two. One's the original, one's the replacement one. But one of them, whichever one it is unblemished. Another one is blemished. So then Tamima Tikrab. Obviously, then you're not going to do necessarily the first one. The one that's unblemished, you'll sacrifice. Or Baal's Mum Tibad, and the one with the blemish, you redeem. Let's say Nishchata Baal's Mum. Let's say you slaughtered the blemished one after it was redeemed. Koidim She Zarig Dama Tamima. Before you sprayed the blood of the one that's unblemished, which is the one that we're supposed to bring as a carbon. Sariza Surbana. So that makes the Baal's Mum forbidden to have benefit from it. Those who say that the word's missing over here, and it should actually say that it's muteret, it's permitted. But if it was after the blood was sprayed of the tamima, then it's going to be forbidden to have anah. And the reason for that is because if you sprayed the blood of the tamima, so the balas mum one is a chata shekipru bala ba'acheres, because you sprayed the blood already with the other one, that makes that the other one has to be left to die. But if it was slaughtered already, so then it's already permitted to be eaten, and then it's not going to become forbidden by the zrika of the other one. It's actually that the girsa should be that it's if it's before the blood of the tamim was sprayed, actually that it should be permitted by no, but if it's after the zrika, then it would be also by no. That's how some amend the girsa to be. Hashtein bali mumin. Let's say both were blemished, then you mach hashtein, they're both sold. The other mid meichatas, and you bring from their proceeds echatas, which is what you have to bring. Vashor yipal nedava, and whatever the leftover monies are, use it for a nedava. Halacha del. Hevesh chatasa v'avda. Let someone separate a kamachatas and they got lost. Again, hevesh achers tachteva v'avda, then he separated another one, and that one got lost. Hevesh achers, then they separated a third one. V'nimtzo v'avda, then you found the original two that were lost. Now, v'arishloshnam, now you have three animals to choose from. So, in the skapa b'rishayna, which we said, that's the primary one, so you get atonement with the first one. So then halacha is like this. Shnia mesa, the second one is left to die because it's chatas shekibru ba'aleha, but a shlishas raya. But the third animal actually is left to graze because the third one is not the exchange of the first one, so it doesn't really have a direct connection with one, so it's not really considered a chatas shekibru ba'aleha. Now, let's in this kapa b'shlishas, let's say you get a tum, you took the third one. So then shnei meis, the second one is left to die because it has a direct relationship with it because it was its exchange. But a shreiner, the first one is left to graze because of the same idea, it's not directly connected to the third one. It's an exchange of an exchange. Now, there's Kappa Bem Tzalis, but let's say the person did the atonement with the middle one, then Shnei Mesa, both of them are left to die because each one had a direct relation, the second one with the first one, because we exchanged over that, and the second one with the third one, which was the original of that one. So then they would both be left to die. Halacha He continues with a related halacha, that of when you have two, but not because it was lost and then you put another one, but rather because of insurance purposes, a person initially separated two. So Hamafresh Techatois Lachreis, if someone separated two Karban Chatas for insurance purposes, where just in case if something happens, he'll have another one. So Meskabe is a shear. So you get a tomb when you want to. But Shnei Tirash Yibba Mum Yibla Demel Nedava. And the second one, you let it graze till the Dabs of Blemish, and you use its proceeds for a Nedava. Halacha Vav. Let's say Hifresh Chatzis Mu Beres Biyolda. Let's say you separated, which is related to the halacha of the previous one, even though the case is different. Someone separated a pregnant Chatzis for his Karpan Chatzis, and he gave birth. Harehu uvladu, so the mother and the child is kishtei chatois, and the sporsh lachrei says the same halacha like when you have two chatois, which are separated for insurance purposes, which they are both coming for the same chatas, and therefore, just like over there, you could get a tum whichever one you want to, and then, because there's no original one, they're both the original ones, here the mother and the fetus, or the two that were initially separated lachreis, and then again, the second one will graze till the dabba blemish uses for the dabba. Halacha zayin. Hamafresh chatasa. Someone separates a karban chatas v'aver shnasa and past its first year, where it has to be brought with its first year, so it's not viable anymore. So tira, you let it graze out your yipa b'mum until the rub is a blemish. V'tamacha b'yavi bin me'acheres, and then you sell it and you bring with its proceeds a different chatas. And v'chein hamafresh chatasa v'aver b'mum. Same thing. Let's say separate karban chatas and the rub is a blemish. It's also not viable anymore. Yavi bin me'acheres. You sell it and then use from its proceeds to bring another karban chatas. Halacha ches. qualifies regarding this halacha of when you lose the chatas and then you find it, the criterion is dependent on if there was atonement or not. As Rama explains, kol chatas sha'avda, any chatas that's lost, the nimtz is created in kapara and was found before you got atonement with something else. And some have the parentheses, some not, depending on Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to explain what the chiddush would be over here. But be that as it may, the Rambam is basically saying it depends on kapara. The chiddush would be either way, depends if you hold like one opinion or the other. Afa pisha nimtzis balas mum. So again, even if let's say it's found to be blemished, or isha nimtzis achash abish nasa, or it's found after it's already passed, either way, but it's before you got atonement with something else, so it's not chata shekibri ba leha, say in the mesa, not left to die. And you use its proceeds from the dava. So to the other way around, nitzis achar kapara was found after the atonement. Afa pisha nitzis balas mum ovish nasa, which again, those are really seemingly contradictory chidushim, but it, again, it doesn't depend on that, whichever opinion you go like, Rashi or Taisus, even though it's found as a blemish or the year passed, but since it was lost at the time of the atonement, so how is it atonement? Says lest it die, because that's what chata shekibri ba leha, specifically if it was found after Kapar or before Kapar would qualify if it left to die or not. Halacha test. Now, however, let's say it's a genuva. And again, these are all qualifications in what the halacha Mishnah Mishin was told us regarding this halacha of the chatois hamesis. It's a genuva aigzula, b'shas Kapar. Let's say at the time of the atonement, it wasn't lost. Rather, it was stolen or robbed. The achka chazanin is returned. Ain't a mesis. It's not going to be left to die. Elatir, it's going to graze. Why? Because l'shamim Mishnah Rabbeinu, elavud. We only heard from Mishnah Rabbeinu the halacha when it was lost. And nothing else. Not even if it was stolen or robbed. Moreover, let's say it was primarily lost at nighttime. Although, even the next day, it was still lost when they got atonement with another animal. It's not left to die. Rather, it's going to be left to graze because at the moment of when it was lost, it was already then that it wasn't fit for hakrava because you can't sacrifice at nighttime. So that's not considered the halacha of chata shekibri ba leha. It has to be that it was lost at a time when you could do the kapara. Halacha yud. Moreover, let's say of the mimeno. Let's say it was lost from the owner. I mean, the owner didn't know where his chatas was. But let's say the shepherd didn't know where it is, but the owner knew where it is. Ein mesa, el roya. It's not left to die. Rather, it grazes because it has to be lost entirely. So too, halacha yud aleph. V'chol elu shadayas, moreover, qualifies the Rama. All these animals are left to graze. Royas achieve mamim, as we've been saying all along, they graze until the double blemish. And again, use the proceeds for a carbon nadava. Halacha yud beis. Now, this goes back to like halacha yud. Let's say it was lost from him and from the shepherd. But the echem akira filled with the but one person, even at the end of the world, he knows where it is. And it is a suffix, so that's already a suffix. Therefore, it is left to die because you can't bring a suffix as a carbon. But we said that. Has to be that's totally lost. The question is if it's from all those parties involved or even anyone in the world, that's the suffix. Now, halachid gimel, further qualifying this halacha lost, let's say the animal wasn't lost, it was just hiding behind the door, or in the hidden part of the steps. That's qualified as lost. Because ultimately, no one saw it at the time of the atonement. That's considered lost. Now, let's say it was in the field, or it turns out it was in the marshland, in the swamps. How does the suffix avodah? That's considered a doubt if it was lost. Maybe someone did see it at the time of the atonement. Therefore, again, since it's a doubt, it is left to die because of this doubt. Halachi doubt. Someone sends his chatas from overseas. So, we sacrifice it with the presumption that the owner is still alive. And again, this goes back to the halacha. It's a case on chata shemesu ba'aleha, which is if the owner died, not let to bring it, has left to die. But here we presume that we have a chazaka that the person who sent it is still alive and that we could sacrifice it. Now, remember, when we say this, specifically b'chatas oif, by a oif chatas, oif b'chatas b'hemesh al isha, or the chatas of an animal, even if it's an animal, but if it's a woman, she'ina b'smicha, where she doesn't do smicha. Commissioner Brown, like we explained in Paragim of Mezal Mezagabans Halacha Hey, and so to Chatz Oif, there's no smicha. Because in contrast, the Chatz Behem of a man, you can't bring it, even though B'dievet it's kosher without smicha, but you have to initially do smicha, and then you can't just send it from Medin Sayam, because he has to do smicha. Now, continuing on what we mentioned in the previous halachas, regarding, we were speaking about till now regarding the Chatois, regarding Chatois that they're left to die. Aval, Ashim, Vadai, but regarding a definite Ashim, in contrast to Ashim Tali, Shemesa Ba'olav. If there we have the same cases that we said by Chatas that's left to die, where let's say the owner dies, or Shekibi Ba'olav, or the owner had atonement with another animal, here the halach is differently. Here it's Yira, the animal will be left to graze at sheba b'mum until the dabba's a blemish. V'yimocha b'yibu dabba l'dabba, and it's sold, and its proceeds are used for the dabba. The reason for this is shakosha b'chadas tamas. All these cases that we said by the sin offering, the animal's left to die. But ashem yira by the guilt offering, it's left to graze at sheba b'mum b'yibu dabba l'dabba until the dabba's a blemish, and its proceeds are used for in the dabba. More of a continuing on Alechet Ezvav with the halachas of Ashem, specifically on this halacha of Re'iya, of being left to graze. So, kol Ashem shenitik l'Re'iya. Any guilt offering that has been already been removed for the purposes of pasture, so that it develops a blemish and then we sell its proceeds. Im hikrivu oila. Let's say after it was already put into the fields, to pasture. But they didn't wait till it develops a blemish and then sell it and use its proceeds. No, they actually then brought it as oila. Kasha is going to be valid, because ultimately that's what it is, not Ashem anymore, and it is valid as itself, as all the qualifications with oila. Now the question is, but then why didn't we initially let you use it as oila? Why do we have to initially say it is netik l'riya? The reason is, it's a decree, because if we let you do it after you get atonement with some other carbon, which now it is valid as oila, you might do it before kapar, before it was even disconnected for riya purposes, and the problem is, at that point, it's still Ashem, and it's not valid to be brought as oila. So, to avoid that confusion, we'd never let you use it itself. But after the fact, if you did, it is valid. But because it's only rabbinic, but the rabbinic is so that you shouldn't come to lefnei kapar. Look at the zayin. Now let's say a mafresh nekevel ashamim. Let's say someone separates a female animal for his ashim, which ashim only comes from male animals, and he went and designated a female animal for his ashim. So it's obviously not viable. So tirid left the graze at sheba b'mum until dabs a blemish b'temacha, and you sell it. But you have a bit of my ashim and bring from its proceeds as an ashim. But let's say Mikrav Hashem, let's say he already brought his ashram from somewhere else. So Yibla Demela Nadava then uses proceeds for a Nadava, and the Chim Vlad, the same thing applies to the child, which again, this female animal that he's separating for the ashram is not fit to be as an ashram. So again, the child that comes from that animal is also going to be used for a Nadava. Halach Yedzayin. Let's say Hifrish Nikevaloi Lasai, the Yolda Zachar. Let's say he separated a female, which is supposed to be male, he separated a female for the Ayla, and the female gave birth to a male. Now, since the mother itself is not fit to be brought as an oila, so then the child, even though it's a male, which is fit to be an oila, it can't be stronger than the sanctity of the mother where it's coming from, and therefore, the halacha is you cannot bring it itself as an oila. And hence, yirat sheibul b'mum, it grazes and develops a blemish, and the other b'damah, but then bring from its proceeds as an oila. Now, halacha yitzes, avul hejit. Now, regarding a regular person, meaning in contrast to a king or to a kohen gadol, if he separated a male for his chatas, where generally the chatas of an individual comes as a nekeva. So to benasi, a king, where he separated a she-goat for his chatas, which actually the nasi who sins actually has to bring a he-goat, which is male. And so to the kohen mashiach, so to the kohen gadol who is anointed, who separated a cow for his chatas, which actually his mitzvah actually to bring a par, to bring a bull. So how they evil in miscouchin? So all these cases, they're not sanctified. These animals that were separated, which is the wrong species. Look at this zaguf. Look at this dumb. It doesn't have a physical sanctity. It doesn't even have a monetary sanctity. Lefikach remachas shlebimum. Therefore, can be sold. Even not the balbeik and blemish, because it doesn't have any sanctity at all. Halachic test. Maybe ashim tali. Let's say someone's bringing a suspended ashim, which is brought when someone doesn't know if he committed a sin or not. V'noyle, and then he finds out shaloi chata that he didn't sin. Oh, the other way around. Shechad avade, where he definitely did sin. And therefore, he has to bring a karma chatas. But be that as it may, either one of these cases, he doesn't have to bring Ashem Tali. Because either he knows definitively he did sin, which it's not Ashem Tali as a chatas, or he didn't sin, and therefore he doesn't have to bring Ashem Tali. So, if he didn't slaughter yet this animal, so Yira agrees that Shibba Bamum Tal Dabs a blemish, because ultimately it did have a sanctity of Ashem Tali taking a hold of it. Now, you can't sacrifice it, because obviously he's not Machuib in Ashem Tali anymore. So, therefore, you graze the Dabs a blemish, and then the money's going for the Dava. The reason is because the heart of a person is very concerned about his sins. Since anyways he initially separated for the doubt, the whole Ashim Tali is based on doubt. So he already made up his mind that he's going to sanctify because of the doubt, and therefore even if it turns out he didn't sin, that's not considered hektish betoys to make it that retroactively was never hektish. So if it's hektish, that requires the halacha of re'iyah. Now hefrishay. Let's say separated a philapi adim, even based on witnesses. He didn't know, but the witnesses said. And so they had this doubt. Now, but Huzamu, it turns out that they were lying and they were actually refuted, these witnesses in court. So Yiplu Dhamma Vanadava, again, but it had a sanctity based on the suffix. So again, use its proceeds for Nadava. Now this was all before it was slaughtered. But let's say he only found out the truth after it was already slaughtered. Sadami Shavak, again, it's not a valid Ashem Tali anymore. Either way, so the blood is spilled out, v'abasi yisarf, and the meat is burned, k'shar b'sul ha-mikdash, like all other invalid karbanas. Now let's say noidle achash in nizikadim, let's say he finds it after the blood was sprayed, then abasi achal kahanim k'chol ha-shamis, then the meat could be eaten for the kahanim, like all guilt offerings. The reason for that is because it was the halacha of Ashkenazi is that it's brought for a situation of safek, and that the kapara was ready to conclude when he sprayed the blood, and therefore it's a carbon kosher, and therefore it could be eaten. Halacha chaf. Now asham vadi inikin, this was asham tali in the previous halacha, but a regular definite asham is not like that. If until it wasn't slaughtered yet, turns out he didn't sin, so he doesn't have the obligation of this asham. So then it goes out and it grazes in the flock, like all other chulin, not to develop a blemish, because he only had sanctified it because he sinned, and turns out he didn't sin, and there's no sanctity at all. Now, let's say he only finds that after it was slaughtered, how does he recover? So you have to bury it. It cannot be burnt because it didn't have a sanctity at all. So it's like a chulun that was nishchet da'azara, which is just buried. V'imish nizik adam, and let's say you only found that after the blood was already sprayed. Habasa yitzel beis ha'sveva, the meat is then taken out to be the place of where it's burned. K'shar b'sul ha'mikdash, like all the b'sul ha'mikdash, because since the blood was sprayed, it looks like kachim that were invalid. And they become decreed that it should be burnt like all kachim that were possible, even though it's not really kachim. Halacha chavalf. Mishin is chayv ba'ashem toli. If someone was obligated in an ashem toli, and he's a nervous person, he separated two for insurance purposes. So he gets a tumah with one of them. And the second one, and the proceeds go for the dava. And because he didn't define which one is which, so they both have that sanctity, just one's going to be used and one's not, therefore it grazes until it develops a blemish. You don't have to say by Devin Hashem, which also has the same halacha. Halacha of base. Now, just qualifying the Hashamis, what they are, all the guilt offerings in the Torah, boin b'nei shtayim, they are a ram that's in its second year, which has to be at least 13 months and older, uvon b'kesef shkalim, and also its value has to be 2 silver shkalim. Chutz ma'asham mitzar, except the asham that the mitzar brings, ma'asham nazar that the nazar brings at the end, shem b'nei shana, where then they're in the first year, it's a lamb, ve'ein l'meim kitzva, and its monetary value does not have a set amount. Now, Ashim Tali, the suspended Ashim, could come either from the small ones or the big ones, which actually some Gersoris actually have that no, Ashim Tali explicitly is asked to be from the Gedolim, from the big ones, from the rams. And from the tradition they learned, that it has to be 2 shkolims, 2 silver shkolims worth. Now, so therefore, let's say Huzlo Elam. Let's say, which we're talking about, that's the big ones, which is in its second year, a ram. Let's say the price of rams went down. And you can't find a ram that costs so much of 2 slum because everything is so cheap. In the Tekan, there's nothing to do. You have to wait at Shiyukru until it goes up in price of Abishtay Slum, and then you can buy it for 2 slum. Because the Torah is particular, as we mentioned in Halacha Beis, that it has to be that value. And the Torah gives a set amount. And if it's less than 2 slum, it's not going to be valid. Halacha Dal. Now let's say he separated his carbon ashram. Now when he separated it, it was worth a seller. But Rishas Kapo, when he actually went to bring it as the carbon for in time of the atonement, Yofesh time, the value already went up, it was worth 2. So kasha, it's going to be valid. Why? Shadichu mi'ikaru, because the fact that it was initially rejected from the moment that he bought it, which it was never the value yet, that's called mi'ikaru in a dichur. The Rambam holds that he rules that that's not considered rejected, because it's only if it was valid at some point. It was never valid. So badain lanira, it was never valuable at shanasa shabbos tam until it was worth 2. And at that point, it was never rejected. Now, the avabishesh be'melech me'ilavo, and though it went up in value by itself, not because he fattened it or did anything to it, or the miskapa b'shevach ha'kadosh, a person could get atonement with the increase of value of the hektish itself. Now, let's see the other way around. Ha'yibashasa farash yofesh tam. Let's say at the time he separated, it was worth 2 slum. But b'shas kapar yofesh seller, but it went down in value by the time he came to bring it, the carbon's only worth 1 seller. Or is it possible to be invalid? Because at the time of that carbon, it's not kesev shkalm. It's not worth 2 slum. Let's say it went back up in value and it was worth 2 slum. So yachs the kashrus, it goes back to its validity. The reason is shame balechayim nedachim, because all along before you did it as brought as a carbon, it was value went down, went back up. It was alive, and a live animal cannot be rejected. Kamishbaran, like we had explained in Perek Tezvav and Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos Halacha Dalet, and lamahadavadem, what could be compared to lamum shenafal avar, when it develops a blemish and the blemish passes, it goes back to its validity because it only had it when it was an animal. An animal cannot be rejected. Halacha fei. Hefish de sloim la asham. Let's say he separated the 2 slum that's necessary for guilt offering. But v'lakav b'mshnei edom l'ashem. He actually found a good deal. He actually ended up purchasing 2 rams for an asham for the sum total of 2 slum. Now, im hoye echemem yofesh de slum. If one of them was worth 2 slum, So it is the valid amount. Yikrif al-Hashamai, so he'll sacrifice that one for his Asum. Vashayna Yira, and the second one will graze al-Chibab al-Mum until it develops a blemish, and you have its proceeds of the Nadava, because ultimately he paid to Islam, and it was worth to Islam, and therefore then the other one will just bring as in the Nadava. Lachavav, Hayichayv ba-Ashim ben Shana. Let's say he had an obligation to bring Ashim that was in its first year. But Vahivi ben Shaim, he brought it as a 2-year-old. Or he had an obligation to bring an Ashim that was a 2-year-old, David Ben Shana, and he brought, which different Karbanas have different criterion, David Ben Shana, he brought one that's a year old. Let's say he slaughtered it when it didn't yet reach the time for the owner to get it, to bring his Karban Ashim, like for example, Nazir that was Tameh within the 7 days of Tameh. So Pasul, so the Karban is invalid because it's not the right year and it's not the time yet for the owner to bring it. But a Tu'ubitu Rasai, you have to have its form get turned over, meaning you have to wait out overnight to be invalidated from Lina, because you're not allowed to burn kachim that don't have an intrinsic invalidation. Here, it's nothing wrong with the animal per se, it's with the qualification. So it has to first develop an intrinsic disqualification of Lina, and the basic basis then it's taken out to be burnt. Which is how called, this is the rule. Call a pasal b'chatas, whoever is invalid by chatas, pasal b'ashim is invalid by ashim. Chutz, which in this parak we're discussing regarding chatas, and we're discussing regarding ashram, regarding the mesis of bachatas and the yiru, the grazing of the ashram, which have similar halachas, they have the same validations. Chutz min ashram sheshchata shalei lishmai, except for the guilt offering that was slaughtered shalei lishmai, not for its namesake ledza, rather you had in mind for a different carbon. Shu kasher, which as kasher, kamesh shesbo, like is going to be explained later on in parak tzav halacha alf, in contrast to the chatas, which is not halacha b'zayin, oilas nazar, the oila of a nazar. Oilas yeledza, oila of a woman gave birth. Oilas mitzara, the mitzara who brings his oila. Sheshchatin b'nei shneim asachadish v'im echad, if was slaughtered when it was 12 months and 1 day. Oy mechusis man b'baylim. Or let's say it was, again, lacking the time of when the owner could bring it yet. K'sherim, it's going to be valid. Utunim nesachim, and it's going to require its libations, like all kosher oilas. Why is that? Why is it different than what we just said regarding ashram, that it's going to be possible? See, I call this the rule. Whatever does not invalidate by a donated oila, which you could bring at any time, there's no mechutzes man, so then in the place of oilas chayva, then it does not invalidate by the obligatory oila, whether it is fulfilling their obligation, whether it's not, like in this case, they're not fulfilling the obligation because they're not bringing the right age of their what the oila is supposed to be, or it's not yet, it's this man for the owner to bring it, you're right, it's not valid for them, but it's still going to be kosher because it has to, because just like you find there is an oila by nedava that's going to be valid for us, so even by the scheib it's not, it's still going to be kosher and it's not going to be possible.